الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة فإن صلح صلح سائر عمله وَإِنْ فَسَدَ فَسَدَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, this month of Rajab is amongst the Ashur-e-Hurum, is amongst the four special and sacred months of the year. And from the very onset of this month of Rajab, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. That Allah grant us barakat, grant us blessings in these months of Rajab and Sha'ban. Wa ballighna Ramadan, and let us remain alive, cause us to remain alive to experience Sayyidu Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, that is the month of Ramadan. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimullah mentions in his kitab that the Salaf-e-Salihin, our pious predecessors, such was their anticipation for the month of Ramadan, that كانوا يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شعر رمضان. That for 6 months prior to the month of Ramadan, they would make dua to Allah. That Allah must cause them to remain alive to experience the month of Ramadan. So this month of Rajab is a very auspicious, a very blessed, a very Mubarak month. And it is a month that is synonymous with that great mu'ajizah and miracle which clearly illustrated the maqam, the status, the fawqiyat, the superiority of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and over the rest of Allah's creation. In fact, it was the mazhara, the living display, demonstration of that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he said, "Ana Nabiyul Anbiya," that I am the Nabi of even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. He was the Imam of that Salah which took place in Baytul Muqaddas. The Muqtadis were the galaxy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Imam was Imamul Anbiya, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, we find that to a very large extent, we have become an ummat that is motivated by occasions, by seasons. We have become what is referred to as seasonal Muslims, illa mashallah. We find that the occasion, Salah of Jumu'ah, the masjid gets full. What we perceive to be auspicious nights, the masjids get full. But immediately, if you look the next salah after Jummah salah, the Asr salah, a lot of times this example is given also. Somebody was leaving the masjid. As he's going out from Jummah salah, somebody tapped him on the shoulder. He said, "Bye, next week Jummah salah, are you coming?" He says, "What kind of question are you asking? How can you even ask a question like that?" "Of course, Allah give me life, I'll be here for Jummah." Then a little bit lower tone, telling, "By Asr Salah, are you coming?" So he says, "Make dua, inshallah, Allah give tawfiq." As if only the Jummah Salah is farz and the Salah after that is not farz. These occasions of Allah's clemency, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, occasions when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door of maghfirat and forgiveness, These are not in any way to be perceived as a license to disobey Allah on other occasions. Someone asked Bishr Hafi rahimahullah, Ayyuma afdal, Rajab am Sha'ban? Tell me which is more virtuous. Which is more virtuous, Rajab or Sha'ban? This was one of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. And the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala inspires them with great knowledge, with depth of knowledge. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, اِتَّقُوا فِرَاسَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. He said, fear the firasat, the inner wisdom, the perception, the understanding, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses a true mu'min with. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, because a mu'min looks with the noor of Allah. Allah gives him that special understanding. So straight away he discerned what is the underlying motive behind this question. Ayyuma afdal, which is more virtuous, Rajab or Sha'ban? What was his response? He said, kun rahbaniyan, la rajabiyan wa la sha'baniyan. He said, become Allah's devoted slave, whether it's Rajab or Sha'ban shouldn't matter to you. Whether it's Rajab or Sha'ban or Ramadan should not matter to you. 24 hours of the day, you are breathing the air which Allah gave you. 24 hours of the day, you are utilizing the countless ni'mats and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not send His ni'mats and bounties upon you seasonally. Allah is sending it all the time. So why are you selective in your devotion and your worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Similar thing happened with Shibli rahimahullah. When someone told him, mention about a group of people that they used to exert themselves. إِنَّهُمْ يَتَعَبَّدُونَ وَيَجْتَهِدُونَ فِي رَمَضَانِ. That they used to exert themselves excessively in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. When this observation was made to him, what was his response? He said, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ حَقًّا إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ. He said, what a terrible people they are who only worship Allah as he ought to be worshipped in Ramadan. Inna salih alladhi yata'abbadu sanata kullaha. He said, the true slave, the true ashiq, the true worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who for the whole year, all the time he will be in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the point we are making, my respected brothers, is that we have to come out of this mode of being seasonal Muslims. Only on occasions coming to the masjid. These opportunities are there for us to gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for us to make niyat, for us to make intention to change our lives. This mi'raj, which this month of Rajab is synonymous with, there are great haqaiq, there are great lessons, there is great meaning behind this great mu'ajaza and miracle that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with. We find year in and year out, we acknowledge Mi'raj. Masjid will get full, we'll talk about the Mi'raj. But what the haqiqat of Mi'raj was, what the lesson of Mi'raj was, what's the sabak of Mi'raj was, what Mi'raj wants from us, what Mi'raj demands from us, unfortunately majority of us, we will not even be aware of it. One of the primary things that the mu'arikheen draw our attention to, when it comes to this Mi'raj, that this was a form of consolation. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he says, and one thing we have to understand, that the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie or ambiguity or exaggeration passed through the Mubarak lips of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such was the level of his suffering for the sake of the hidayat of his ummah, that the kuffar in Makkah, the mushrikeen in Makkah left no stone unturned. They heaped Persecution upon persecution upon persecution. Upon Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Mubarak companions. To the such an extent that himself, he says, Udhitu fillah ma lam yudha ahad. Ukhiftu fillah ma lam yakhaf ahad. Walaqad atat alayya thalathuna min bayni yawmi wa layla. Mali wa li bilalin ma yaakuluhu dhu kabid illa ma yuwari bihi ibtu bilal. O kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I was made to suffer in the path of Allah more than any human being ever suffered in the annals of history. I was made to fear more than any other human being. And they passed upon me and Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu 30 consecutive days. 30 days passed upon both of us and there wasn't sufficient for both of us to eat besides what Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu could conceal underneath his armpit. We hear of starvation, we hear of persecution, we hear of hardship, that globally the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is undergoing. You can't pick up a newspaper, you can't be exposed to any form of media except that you are bombarded with news of atrocity, of persecution, of hurt, of suffering that the ummah is undergoing. Unfortunately, with many of us, there almost tends to be a sense of despondency that overtakes us. That what is happening? How can this tide change? How much lower will the ummah sink? When is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to come? These are the questions that are coming on the lips. Basic aqaid and beliefs are being questioned. Why is Allah allowing this to happen? How can this carry on? Na'uzu billah min dhalik. This is because we don't know our history. Suffering, hardship, persecution has always been the lot of the people of Iman. This is Allah's sunnah. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah poses a rhetorical question in the Quran, that what do the people think? That we will bless you with Iman, we will bless you with Kalima, we will bless you with La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and you will not be tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah says, we tested the nations of the past and we will test you also. This is Allah's sunnah throughout the ages. If you look in Quran, there are 8 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam that are given a special distinction. Where Allah Ta'ala addresses them directly by their names. In the Arabic language, when you address someone directly, you use the word Ya. Eight Anbiya are addressed directly by their names in the Quran. Ya Adam uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. Wa qila ya Nuhu ihbit bi salamin minna. Wa nadaynahu ay ya Ibrahim. Wa ma tilka bi yaminika ya Musa. Ya Zakariya inna nubashshiruka bi ghulam. Ya Yahya khudhil kitaba bi quwwa. Ya Dawood inna ja'alnaka khalifa. Ya Isa ibn Maryam a anta qulta lin-nas. 8 Anbiya addressed directly by their names, and then in the select group, there is only one jorah, one pair that have this distinction of being father and son, Zakariya and Yahya alayhimus salam. Father and son, both Nabis, both addressed directly by Allah in the Quran. Yet Allah tolerated that Zakariya alayhi salam's body is cut into 2 pieces by the Jews. Yahya alayhi salam, like Qurbani time, you put a goat on the ground and cut its head off. This Nabi of Allah in the court of the Roman king, his head is cut, severed from his body. Qurbani is made of him. The grandson of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If this world was an ideal existence, if this world was supposed to be Jannat, If this world was a place of justice, then the head of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu would not have been on the end of the spear. And Shimmer and Ubaidullah bin Ziyad and others like him would not have been sitting on the throne. But this is Allah's sunnah, Allah's system. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah, what was the extent of their suffering? Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu whipped at night, made to lie with open wounds on the burning sand of the desert, boiling hot sand, rock placed on his chest, dragged physically through the streets and the gullies and the alleys of Makkah. Khabbab bin Arad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, made to lie barebacked on burning coals, so that the blood and pus from his back would put out the fire. Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, a dagger pierced into the most private part of her body, she becomes shaheed. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam come to him on one occasion, that mata nasrullah, when is Allah's help going to come? How much more must we suffer? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam consoles them, yu'ta fi man kana qablakum. In the nations that preceded you, the people of Iman suffered also. To what extent? Hummilu ala al-akhshab. They were crucified. Nushiru bil-manashir. Their bodies were cut into pieces. وَيُمْشَتُ بِأَمْشَاتِ الْحَدِيدِ مَا دُونَ لَحْمِهِ وَعِظَامِهِ. Human beings, metal rods were used to separate the flesh from the bones of their bodies. People of Iman, people who believed in the oneness of Allah, suffering, trial, tribulations. This is not there for us to become despondent, for us to question the nizam of Allah. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah says, we tested the nations of the past, and you also will be tested. The greatest, the pride of Allah's creation, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What hardship, what difficulty didn't he undergo? For us to understand the value of Iman, that this deen does not spread just like that. Hidayat does not just come like that. There has to be qurbani. Sacrifice has to be given. Allah's jannat is not cheap. Inna sil'atallahi ghaliya. Inna sil'atallahi al-jannah. The price of Allah is expensive. Allah's price is jannat. Jannah, there's a price tag. Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minin anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahum al-jannah. What is Quran telling us? Allah has purchased your wealth and your lives in exchange for jannah. Prior to this Mi'raj, Mu'arrikhin record the extent to which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself suffered. On the one hand, one pillar of support, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. What was her background before Islam? Richest woman in Makkah. Her caravans used to go to foreign countries for trade and commerce. When she accepted Iman, the sabak and lesson was taught to the ummah till qiyamah. What is the role of the wife? What is the meaning of a Muslim home? What was the home of Nubuwwat? Everything she possessed was placed on the mantle of sacrifice. She became Allah's Rasulullah's partner. Partner in what? In his dard, in his pain, in his worry, in his concern for hidayat. The day comes that he stands on Mount Safa, Ya Jibreel. وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ مَا أَمْسَى لِآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ سُفَّةٌ مِّن دَقِيقٍ وَلَا كَفَّةٌ مِّن شَعِيرٍ. Jibreel, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there isn't one grain of wheat or one strand of barley. The home was emptied. The home was emptied. Today in the name of deen, the home is being filled. In the name of the right of the wife, right of the children, rights of society, these labels and titles are given. And under that, a mad, relentless pursuit of this dunya. Like one person puts it nicely, buying things we don't need, with money we don't have, to impress people we don't like. Keep up with the James and Jones of society. And the title is given Islam, the title is given Deen. Yet, the home of Nubuwwat was what? Khadija gives everything. Bukhari Sharif riwayat, on one occasion Jibreel comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, Khadija is bringing some food to you. She has suffered greatly. She has suffered greatly. Allah has sent me with salams for Khadija. Jibreel says, Allah has sent me to convey his salams to Khadija. And Allah has sent me with a message that give Khadija Mubarak Badi glad tidings that her home in Jannat is already prepared. La sakhaba fihi wa la ta'ab. There she will know no difficulty, no tiredness, no pain or any suffering. Whatever she is going through in this dunya, Allah has prepared a home in Jannat. The first individual of this ummah to get salams from Allah was Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha, a woman. Because she was the first one to sacrifice everything for the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the 10th year of Hijrah, after 3 years of boycott, in Shi'ab Abi Talib, in the valley of Abu Talib, no food, no water. The Banu Hashim, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were not even allowed to trade with anyone. Such a harsh boycott was placed over them. What was the condition? Hand Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam over to us so that na'uzu billah we can kill him. If you continue to defend and stand by him, then food, water and supplies will be cut off for 3 years. 3 years. Finally, at the end of this relentless suffering, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha succumbed and she passed away. On the other hand, the other pillar of support, Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had such love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Many, many incidents are mentioned. Allama Suyuti rahimullah in his Khasais al-Kubra, he mentions that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a 12-year-old boy, Abu Talib took him with him on a trade delegation from Makkah Mukarramah to Syria. Along the way, there was one ascetic, a monk, a rahib, what you say in Arabic. His name was Buhayra. This person for years, he had cut himself off from the people. He was a heretic, only engaged in worship, in ibadat. He used to live in a tree. People had not seen him for years. He would not interact with the people. When the caravan of Abu Talib camps nearby, Buhayra sends an invitation, inviting them for a meal. The whole town is shocked. They said, this man has not been seen for years, yet he has invited you people. There must be something very special about you. So Abu Talib and the rest of his companions, they leave the little boy Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to look after the camels. And they present themselves around the tree of Buhayra. When he descends from his tree, first question, where is the little boy? They said, we left him behind to look after the camels. Buhayra becomes upset. He said, you fools, it is because of him that I've invited you. Send for him now. They send for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was a hot day. Whatever little shade there was, Abu Talib and his companions had occupied it. By the time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, there was no shade. He sat in the direct glare of the sun. No sooner he sat down, the shade moved to cover him. When this happened, Buhayra said to them, did you see what happened? Did you observe this? He said, I have seen the trees making sajda to him. And this is the sunnah of all the anbiya. Then he asked, tell me, about this youngster. Abu Talib said, he is my son. Buhayra says, you are a liar. My scriptures have informed me that the father of this child passed away before he was born. Abu Talib acknowledges, he is not my biological son, he is the son of my brother, but I love him more than my own children. To cut the incident short, Buhayra said to them, I fear that if you continue your journey, the Jews will become aware of this youngster and they will try to harm him, take him back to Makkah. Abu Talib returns with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Legacy of Qurbani and sacrifice. No stone Abu Talib leaves unturned for the khidmat and the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah knows best. This ummah till qiyamah is taught the sabak of the value of iman. That this iman cannot be taken for granted. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Even a Nabi is not given the choice about who will get iman. Allah reveals the verse upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the demise of Abu Talib, that you, my beloved Nabi, you also cannot give hidayah to whom you want. Allah gives hidayah to whom Allah wants. Miftahul Jannah, the key to Jannah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man kana akhiru kalamihi, La ilaha illallah, dakhal al-jannah. The person whose last words are La ilaha illallah will enter into Jannah. I'm digressing. I remember, Ghaliban, it was last year Ramadan. Our Jamaat was in Baytun Nur, Markaz in Joburg. One night after Taraweeh, I met one doctor who asked me, did you recognize me? So I looked at him closely and then I remembered. I said, you were with me in Jamaat in Jordan in 95. This doctor got very happy. He was a Syrian. He was doing a specialist degree in America. And on his way home to Syria, from that time already there was persecution. They were not allowed to spend time in Tabligh, so he stopped in Jordan to spend 10 days and then returned to Syria. So he said, from that time I have left Syria because of the conditions and I migrated to Qatar. And he gave some halat and conditions about himself. He had completed his degree, he was a rheumatologist. The next morning after Fajr in Baytun Nur was his talk. And he mentioned a very interesting thing. He said that I moved to Qatar and the hospital where I went to work, it's normal practice procedure that whichever branch of medicine you specialize in, first you have to work in the trauma unit for 1 year where the emergencies or accident victims come. So he said, I thought of this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person whose last words are La ilaha illallah will enter into Jannah. So I became very concerned and I started observing those people, accident victims that are in the last throes of their life, the gasps of death. How many are reciting Kalima? Muslim country. He says the months passed of the year. In that interim, 100 people passed away in front of me. And he asked the Majma, what percentage do you think recited Kalima before they passed away? 70, 80, 60, 50, 40%? He answered the question himself. He said, in a 1 year period, not one person read Kalima. Not one. He says, I became despondent. I became worried, desperate. My tenor was reaching its end. He says, the second last day, before I could end the 1 year, one accident victim was brought in. He recited Kalima before he passed away. So he said, one person out of 100, 1%. The question I asked myself is, am I in the 1% or am I in the 99%? What effort am I making? Just last week, 2 weeks ago, our Jamaat was in Newcastle. directly opposite the Darul Uloom. Darul Uloom, a markaz of deen. In the space of just a few months, in the precincts, in the neighborhood of the Darul Uloom, two entire families have become murtad. Such halat and conditions are coming. Our jamaat was, the next day after that in Ladysmith, we met a jamaat from Indonesia, most populous Muslim country in the world. They were telling us there are 13,000 islands in Indonesia, 700,000 masjids. Nine brothers in the jamaat, one of them 72 years of age, they're out for 4 months. Of the nine brothers, only one can speak English, that too broken English. Elderly people giving qurbani. This one brother said, I come from an island where there are 1.5 million Muslims. There's only one alim, only one teacher in the entire island. They said, our population is 270 million people. According to the census, 30 years ago, we were 95% Muslim. We are 80% Muslim now. We can do the maths. Conservatively speaking, in the space of 30 years, more than 30 million Muslims have become murtad. People born with the key to Jannat. People born with Iman. That hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, Yusbihu rajulu mu'minan wa yumsi kafira. Yumsi mu'minan wa yusbihu kafira. He said, a time will come, a person will have Iman in the morning, but the evening he will be a kafir. He will have Iman in the evening, but the next morning he will be a kafir. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. He said, my ummah will sell their deen for this dunya. Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri Sahib, may Allah fill his qabr with noor. When these type of karguzaris come in front of us, and we realize what he meant, Raiwin Ishtima, 1 or 2 years before he passed away, at the time of Tashkeel, he said, agar haq dekha jaye, he said, if the truth are to be told, we are being pampered now. We are being pampered by the elders. With the fear of frightening us away, they are talking about 4 months and 40 days, and even that too we are questioning. And the sad part, my respected brothers, countries like Chad, where we will see the meaning of poverty from countries like that. One bayan, the jamaats were giving karguzari, the entire majma stands up, ready to go for 4 months. Ready to go for 1 year. And those of us who have everything, Allah has given us everything, nothing we are short of. For some soccer tournament, for some futile amusement, we'll think nothing of jumping on the plane, going for 1-2 weeks. Groups moving to play some silly sport. Such wealth Allah has given us. Such opportunity Allah has given us. And when our tashkeel is made, 4 months is spoken of, 40 days is spoken of, we can't fathom this. Bhai, Mauli sahab, let me start with 3 days. Let me start with 2 days, 1 day. Those who don't know where the next meal is going to come from are prepared to go for four months, and we are not prepared to give any qurbani. Hazrat Umar sahab, he said, agar haq dekha jaye, he said, if the truth are to be told, with the present halat and condition of the ummah, the need, the call, the requirement of the time now is for every one of us, every one of us, to go home and tell our wives that I'm going in Allah's path. I'm going in Allah's path with this niyat and with this intention that either my qabr will be made or Allah's deen will come alive. Or phir apne kafan lekar Allah ke raaste mein niklo. He said, if the truth are to be told, we have to take our kafan and go in the path of Allah. Irtidad. The fire of irtidad is burning on our doorsteps. People of Iman, for a hamper of food, for some university education, for some medical treatment, almost on a daily basis are forsaking the Iman. We cannot take this Iman for granted. What effort are we making? We've maybe in some cocoon, we may have convinced ourselves that we are safe. What about our children? What about our next generation? What are the seeds that are being planted? What is the value of deen? What is the value of iman? Where is the culture of Islam? Abu Talib, what didn't he do for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? On one occasion, the kuffar of Makkah, they formed a delegation and they came to Abu Talib. And they said, either you stop your nephew, or else, na'uzubillah, we are going to kill him. Abu Talib sends for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, worried. Tears in his eyes, he begs him, oh my nephew, stop what you are doing. Stop what? The da'wat of haq, the da'wat of iman, the da'wat of the kalima, the invitation of humanity towards Allah, that was the day and night of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That pukar and that call of da'wat and tabligh, which the ummah today has belittled, has ridiculed. For the ummah today, this terminology, da'wat and tabligh, has become an irrelevant message. We have reduced it to the work of some jamaat or some group or some organization, as if it is something to do with membership and we are not part of it. Abu Talib says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, stop what you are doing. What is the response? One riwayat, ma ana bi aqdar min an ada' ma bu'ithu bihi min an yushila ahadukum min hadihi shamsi shu'latan nar. Oh my uncle, it will be easier for me to take a burning coal, a burning flame of fire and hold it in my hand. I am prepared to burn to ashes, but I will not leave the responsibility of calling my ummah to Allah. This mission of da'wah and tabligh, my life can go, but I will not leave it. What was his jazba? لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي أُخْتَلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُخْتَلْ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُخْتَلْ. Allah must take my life in His path. I must be given another life, I'll give that life also. Given another life, I'll give that life also. Where is that jazba today? Where is even that identity today in the ummah of this maqsad of nubuwat, of this concern, of this dard, of this pain of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? When Abu Talib sees the determination, thumma istabara wa baka, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says this and he bursts into tears. Abu Talib seeing the determination, what does he say? Fasda bi amrika lam tusibka sababatun wa laqad sadaqta wa kunta qablu amina wa laqad alimtu bi anna deen Muhammad min khayri adyan al bariyati deena lawla al malamatu wa hadara masabbatin lawajadtani samihan bidhaka mubina. He says, continue with what you are doing, no harm will come to you. You are truthful and you have always been truthful. And then Abu Talib acknowledges, he says, I know that the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the best of every religion. If it were not of the fear of the taunts of the Quraysh, that out of the fear of old age, I forsook the religion of my forefathers, I would have accepted your deen openly. I would have recited your kalima. The same Abu Talib passes away with the words, ala deeni Abdul Muttalib, on the religion of Abdul Muttalib. He leaves this world. Such is the loss. Sabak for this ummah till qiyamah. Sabak for this ummah till qiyamah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion he said, inna ahwana ahli an-nari adhaban la rajulun yud'u fi akhmasi qadamayhi jamratan yaghli minhuma dimaghuhu ma yara an ahadan ashadda minhu adhaba wa innahu la ahwanuhum adhaba. He said, there will be one person in Jahannam, the same Jahannam that in Mi'raj Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw with his own eyes. One is the Jahannam which Quran speaks about, that Jahannam the yaqeen of which he made an attempt to instill in the hearts of Sahaba Ikram. And then in Mi'raj, Allah showed him Jahannam. When anyone would die on kufr, when anyone would die on masiyat, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was as if he was seeing that ummati of his going into Jahannam. What must have been the pain? What must have been the dard? What must have been the cry in his heart? That night upon night he would cry before Allah. Night upon night he would beseech Allah, save my ummah from Jahannam. He saw the azab. He saw what was happening in Jahannam. This occasion is too limited to go into the details. But certain gunas and sins, unfortunately, my respected brothers, Allah protect us, Allah forgive us, every one of those sins are rampant today in the ummah. He saw one group of people, turdakhu ru'usuhum bis-sakhar. Rocks and boulders were crushing down on their heads. The heads would be smashed. Then the heads would regain their original shape. This process would carry on. Subhanallah, ya Jibreel. Jibreel, what is this? Ha ulai min ummatik. These are the people of your ummat. People of iman, people of kalima. الَّذِينَ تَثَاقَلَتْ رُؤُسُهُمْ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ Who at the time of salah, their heads would become heavy, heavy. At the time of salah, their heads would become heavy. They would not accept the call of Allah to the masjid. He saw a group of people. In front of them was a pot of fresh, wholesome food. And next to it, another cauldron full of blood and pus boiling hot. Instead of going towards the wholesome food, they were going towards the boiling hot blood and pus. And they were eating this, seeing this horrendous sight. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel, what is this? Jibreel responds, these are the men and women of your ummah who left their halal partners and went towards zina. Every one of those sins, the azab of which was shown to him on the Miraj. Indescribable azab. Every one of those sins are rampant today in the ummah. Whether it is backbiting, whether it is riba, whether it is zina, whether it is ghaflat of salah, every one of those sins are rampant in every direction. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith which I mentioned earlier, he said there will be one person in Jahannam, two coals will be placed underneath his feet. Such will be the intensity of the two coals that his brains will start boiling. This person will think to himself that there is no one in Jahannam that is suffering more than me. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَإِنَّهُ لَأَهْوَنُهُمْ عَذَابًا This is the lightest azab of Jahannam. This is the lightest azab of Jahannam, and this azab will be given to Abu Talib. In cognizance of the qurbani and sacrifice he made for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he also, khalidina fiha abada, this is Allah's sunnat, which will never change. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا Those who will die on kufr will be in Jahannam forever and ever. Allah protect us. 10th year of Nubuwat, after the boycott of the valley of Abu Talib also passes away. Two pillars of support. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to Taif. We know the incident, I'm not going into the details. But suffice to say, that once Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was asked, tell us which was the hardest day, the hardest, most difficult day in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi who said that I suffered more than anybody in humanity, when Aisha is asked which was the hardest day of his life, she says the day of Taif. The day of Taif, with what hopes, with what aspiration, with what dard, with what wishes he went in his heart to the people of Taif. Quraysh will not listen. Perhaps they will listen. Perhaps they will be safe from Jahannam. And what is their reaction? 3 miles, 3 miles, stones raining down upon him. Street urchins set upon him, dogs set upon him, beaten mercilessly till he falls on the ground, picked up, forced to carry on running so that they can carry on beating him, carry on persecuting him, 3 miles like this, till eventually he falls down unconscious. Blood dripping from head to toe. When he regains consciousness, he raises his hands. إِلَيْكَ أَشْكُو ضَعْفَ قُوَّتِي وَقِلَّةَ حِيلَتِي وَهَوَانِي عَلَى النَّاسِ إِلَى مَنْ تَكِلُنِي إِلَى عَدُوٍ يَتَجَهَّمُنِي أَمْ إِلَى بَعِيدٍ مَلَّكْتَهُ أَمْرِي إِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ سَاخِطًا عَلَيَّ فَلَا أُبَالِي. He says, O my Allah, O my Rabb, to whom have you handed me over? To whom have you handed me over? To those who have belittled me like this, persecuted me like this, beat me like this, mocked me like this, scoffed at me like this. I complain to you of the weakness of my strength, of my lack of planning, of my dependence on people. Oh my Allah, whatever has happened to me, as long as you are happy with me and you are not angry with me, I am happy with it, I have accepted it. This call causes the arsh of Allah to shake. The angels of the mountains are sent down. Give the command, give the command. And the mountains on both sides of Taif will be brought together. And the nation of Taif will be crushed forever. Yet he was rahmatul lil alameen. He was a mercy. No, my Allah. No, my Allah, do not do this. If they do not accept, perhaps their progeny will accept. They are my ummah. Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, give my ummah hidayat because they do not know what they are doing. Qurbani upon qurbani given. Muarikhin say, as consolation, that mu'jiza and miracle of Isra and Miraj occurs, where the Buraq is brought, Laylat usriya bihi, on the night of Miraj, Jibreel comes with the Buraq. An animal that is long, فوق الحمار دون البغل, slightly bigger than a donkey, smaller than a mule. Each step as far as the eye can see. When this buraq is brought, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mounts it, فاستصعب, like an animal that is strong. The buraq rejects the sitting of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on it. And it becomes rebellious. When Jibreel sees this, what does Jibreel say? Abi Muhammad taf'alu hadha, fama rakibaka ahadun akrama ala Allahi minhu, farfadda araqa. Jibreel says to the Buraq, are you doing this with Muhammad? Do you know who is Muhammad? Do you know who is Muhammad? Jibreel is saying, by Allah's qasam, no! No creation of Allah more honored in the sight of Allah than Muhammad will ever mount you. When the Buraq hears this, immediately it becomes silent. And out of the fear and awe of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, its body breaks out into a sweat. Each step as far as the eye can see, this journey begins. First stop, Madinah Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is told by Jibreel to perform 2 rakat salah. He makes 2 rakat salah. Then Jibreel says, do you know this place? He says, no. He says, this is the place you will make hijrah to. This is Taiba, Medina. Next stop, Tur Sina, 2 rakat salah. Then Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is informed, this is the place where Allah spoke to Musa Alayhi Salam. Next stop, Baytul Laham, what we call Bethlehem. 2 rakat salah. Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is informed, this is the place where the birth of Isa Alayhi Salam took place, the miraculous birth. And then the next stop was Baytul Muqaddas. There is a difference of opinion amongst the muhaddiseen, whether the salah where he led all the anbiya took place before going to the heavens or after coming down from the heavens. But at that point, a journey begins. Mind-boggling journey. I've mentioned this many, many times. It is possible. 14 centuries ago, The extent of this miracle possibly could not be truly appreciated. Because at that time, the scientific knowledge of the vastness of this universe was not available what is available today. Such a vast space Allah has created. Ishara indication is there in riwayat. Allama Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi mentions the riwayat. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked his sahaba, هَلْ تَدْرُونَ كَمْ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ? Oh my sahaba, do you know the distance between the heavens and the earth? In one voice, they did not have pride over their knowledge. Person gets 1 or 2 degrees, becomes a professor, or he gets a title, and suddenly he thinks now he is Allama, he knows everything. They did not have any such misconceptions or ideas. Do you know the distance? One voice, Allahu wa Rasulu Alam, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responds, بَيْنَهُمَا مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِيَةِ سَنَةً. From the earth to the first heaven is a distance of 500 years. 500 years in hadith terminology, in Quran terminology, إِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day by your Rabb is 1,000 years of this life. 500 such years. Such a vast space this is. What we see, the sun. We know every little child will tell you sun is 93 million miles away from the earth. But such is the vastness of the space that the sun is only one star. In the Milky Way, which contains 2.5 billion stars. 2.5 billion stars. This space is so vast that this Milky Way is estimated to be 125,000 light years long. What is light year? Not light second, light year. What is the speed of light? 186,282 miles per second. 186,282 miles per second is the speed of light. At that speed, you will cover approximately 9 trillion miles in 1 year. This Milky Way is estimated to be 125,000 light years, 2.5 billion stars. Contained in a galaxy, which is a conjunction of 17 galaxies, what we call a super galaxy. This space is so vast that if you travel at 186,282 miles per second, it will take you 2 million years to finish this galaxy. They estimate that there are more than 500 million other galaxies. This is just estimation. Every day they are discovering it is even more. Few years ago, the light from one star reached the earth. When did it start traveling? 1 day, 1 month, 1 year ago? No. At the speed of light, 186,282 miles per second, it started traveling 14 billion years ago. 14 billion years ago, and the light reached the earth now. Such is the vastness of Allah's universe. And all this is sama'ud dunya, what we call the first heaven. It's not my intention to go into a lesson on astrology or constellations that we can read about in the books. But to give us an idea of what these ahadith mean, when Quran says 1 day is 1,000 years, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says 500 such years is only sama'ud dunya. وَمِن كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ إِلَى سَمَاءٍ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِيَةِ سَنَةٍ. Between each heaven, 500 years, 500 years, 500 years, 500 years. فَوْقَ السَّمَاءِ السَّابِعَةِ بَحْرٌ بَيْنَ أَسْفَلِهِ وَعَلَاهُ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِيَةِ سَنَةٍ. Above the seventh heaven is a sea. From the top to the bottom of that sea, another 500 years. ثُمَّ فَوْقَ ذَلِكَ ثَمَانِيَةُ أَوْعَالٍ. Above that are 8 angels, what we call the حَامِلِينَ عَرْشِ. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. In this hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam uses the words O'al, which is the plural of walun, which means a mountain goat. To carry out the task of lifting the arsh, Allah has created these angels in the shape of mountain goats. But not like our mountain goats. بَيْنَ رُكَبِهِنَّ وَأَظْلَافِهِنَّ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِيَةِ سَنَى. From the knee to the ankle of each of these angels is a distance of 500 years. Muslim Sharif riwayat, أُذِنَ لِي أَنْ أُحَدِّثَ عَنْ مَلَكٍ مِّن مَلَائِكَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ حَمَلَةِ الْعَرْشِ أَنَّمَا بَيْنَ شَحْمَةِ أُذُنِهِ إِلَى عَتِقِهِ مَسِيرَةُ السَّبِمِيَةِ سَنَى. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah gave me permission to tell you of just one angel, holding aloft the arsh of Allah from the earlobe to the neck is a distance of 700 years. ثُمَّ عَلَىٰ ذُهُورِهِمُ الْعَرْشِ. Then on their backs is the arsh of Allah. What must be the majesty of Allah? What must be the greatness of Allah? What must be the kibriyai of Allah? What must be the jalal of Allah? أكبر من كل كبير أقوى من كل قوي عز من كل عزيز أعظم من كل عظيم أجل من كل جليل. Greater than anything with greatness, more mighty than anything with might, more majestic than anything with majesty, more glorious than anything with glory, more powerful than anything with power. Allah's one star, the sun, every second is giving off energy which is equivalent to 500 million atom bombs exploding at one time. Allah's one star is doing this. The sun, compared to the other stars in the galaxy, Allah's qasam, is like one grain of sand on this earth. Today we are overawed by nations that have an atom bomb, or by some technology, or by some science. When is Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness, Allah's jalal, Allah's kibriyai going to enter this heart? When are we going to recognize who is Allah? He took his Habib on this journey. Time was brought to a standstill. This entire Isra, ascension, Mi'raj defies every law of science. It defies logic. Allah is above logic. Allah is the owner of time. Allah is the owner of space. Allah is not subject to any of these laws by which Allah has subjected his creation to. Through this entire space, not in a space suit, in his normal clothing, with his normal kurta and lungi, with his normal shoes of Makkah, his Habib is taken right up till the Sidratul Muntaha, the final point, the beauty of the tree at the Sidratul Muntaha. In great detail is found in the riwayat. There's no time to go into the details. Suffice to say that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says no one has ever seen anything so magnificent. At that point, Jibreel says to him that I cannot go further. VW Polo ND331184, Honda Jazz ND468409. Causing inconvenience to cast part. He says, if I go further one hair's breadth, I will be burned to ashes. Permission was given only for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to proceed beyond that point. Where no angel had been, no creation of Allah had been. Qazi Ayaz rahimahullah mentions the riwayat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself says, "Faraqani Jibril." Jibril left me. I went further and further and further. One qata'atil aswat. There was total, complete silence. All of a sudden, fasami'tu kalama Rabbi. I heard the voice of my Allah. I heard the voice of my Allah. Liyahda rawak. Naturally, you are at a point where no one has ever been. It is natural to be afraid. So the first thing Allah says, لِيَهْدَ رَوْعُكْ. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. يَا حَبِيبِي, O my beloved, udnu, udnu, udnu. That qurb, that maqam, that status, which alfaz, words are qasir, are inadequate to describe. On that occasion he addresses Allah, Ya Rabbi, ittakhadhta Ibrahim khalila, wa'ataytahu mulkan azeema, wa'kallamta Musa takleema, wa'ataytah Dawood mulkan azeema, wa'alanta lahu al-hadid, وآتيت سليمان ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعده وسخرت له الجن والإنس والرياح والشياطين وأحييت لعيسى الموتى فماذا جعلت لي. Crux of what he said, O my Allah, you made Ibrahim your Khalil. You gave Dawood alayhi salam a great kingdom. You softened lead for him. You gave Sulaiman alayhi salam a kingdom the like of which no one will ever receive. You subjugated the jinnat, the shayateen, the winds for him. You spoke directly to Musa alayhi salam. You brought the dead to life for Isa alayhi salam. فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي? What have you kept for me? Crux of the riwayat, أَوَلَيْسَ قَدْ أَعْتَيْتُكَ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ? Have I not given you better than all this? Have I not given you better than all this? Amma anta fahabibullah. Ibrahim was Khalil, Musa was Kaleem, Isa was Ruhullah. Amma anta fahabibullah. You are the beloved of Allah. You are my Habib. You are my beloved. Walla dhukirt wa ataytuka al-kawthar. I have given you kawthar, jami kawthar. وَرَفَعْتُ لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And I have raised your dhikr, I have raised your mention to such a level. أَلَّا ذُكِرْتَ إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. That from now till Qiyamah, my name will not be taken except that your name will be taken with my name. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما makes tafsir of this. أَلَّا ذُكِرْتَ إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. The name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never to be separated. Fil adhan wal iqama wat tashahud wa yawm al jumu'ati ala al manabir wa yawm al fitr wa yawm al adha wa inda al jimar wa fi arafa wa bayna al safa wal marwa wa fi khutbati al nikah wa fi mashariq al ard wa magharibiha. The name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never to be separated, not in azan, not in iqamat, not in tashahud, not on the day of jumu'ah, on the members of the entire world, not in Mina, not in Arafat, not between Safa and Marwa, not in the khutbah of Nikah, not on the day of Eid al-Fitr, not on the day of Eid al-Adha, nor in the West or the East will the name of Allah ever be separated from the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yunada bihi fi jawi sama. The name of Muhammad will resound in the atmosphere, in the horizon. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Immediately, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then a gift was given. What we spoke about earlier, my respected brother, sabak. Mi'raj ka sabak, Mi'raj ka hadiya. What was the ummah given? What did he come back with? Like the poet says, فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا قَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَكَانَ كَعَبْدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُهُ وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُهُ. That person who stands on the musalla and he says, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What is salah? What is salah? Every boundary, every obstacle, every distance between us and Allah are removed. We are transported directly in the court of Allah. When a person says, Allahu Akbar, he is covered with Allah's mercy. وَكَانَ كَعَبَدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ. It is as if tap, 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 he is knocking on the door of Allah's arsh. وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا. The poet says, when he speaks in salah, He is in direct communion with Allah. Fayatu bahu law kana yakhsha'u. Mubarak to him if only he had khushu and khudu in that salah. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah used to say, lil abdi bayna yaday Allah mawqifan. The slave of Allah, there are two occasions when he stands in Allah's court. Mawqifun bayna yadayhi fi salatihi. One is the occasion when he says Allahu Akbar 5 times a day on the musalla, he is transported to the court of Allah. Wa mawqifun bayna yadayhi yawma liqa'i rabbihi. And the second standing is when he has to stand in Allah's court on the day of judgment. Faman qama bihaqqi al-mawqif al-awwal huwina 'alayhi al-mawqif al-akhir. He said, fulfill the right of the first standing. Whose court are we in? Who are we talking to? What is the salah? My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as he is leaving the world, the last thing he begged his ummah, what did he say? With his head resting on the chest of Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha, as-salah, 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 wa ma malakat aymanukum. Oh my ummah, guard your salah, guard your salah. Salah is that command. Anbiya were commanded with salah. Ismail alayhi salam, wa kana ya'muru ahlahu bis salati wa zakah. Maryam, pak, pure Maryam. Ya Maryam uqnuti, wasjudi, warka'i ma'ar raki'een. O Maryam, make kunut, make ruku, make sajda. Isa alayhi salam, wa awsani bis salati wa zakah, commanded with salah. Imamul Anbiya, Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aqimis salah. Aqimis salah. O my Nabi, establish salah. Faiza faragta fansab. Anbiya commanded with salah. And this ummah, aqimus salah, aqimus salah, aqimus salah. Quran is shouting out 10 times, more than 10 times, aqimus salah, aqimus salah. One time was sufficient. One time was sufficient. 10 times, what is the meaning of it? As if the mountain is saying, the earth is saying, the river is saying, the trees are saying, the atmosphere is saying, aqimus salah, 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 salah. And more than 95% of the believing ummah are away from the masjid. This ummah has taken an axe and it's striking his own foot with it. What is the loss by the qasam of my Allah? By the qasam of my Allah? By the qasam of my Allah? If this whole earth had to turn to gold, the waters of the ocean have to turn into gold, flowing gold, the mountains have to turn into gold, and you possess all this and present it to Allah as fidya and ransom for one salah. One salah. By the qasam of my Allah, it will not equal the value of one salah. That Allah who gave us everything. This earth is crying out in qiyam, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. In ruku', subhana rabbi al-azim. In sajda, subhana rabbi al-ala. The mazhara, the display of the love and muhabbat and ishq of Allah is salah. In qiyam, let the earth hear your nagma. In ruku', let this nagma, this call of subhana rabbi al-azim, scatter throughout the earth. In sajda, let the ground be cool with subhana rabbi al-a'la. That day is coming, my respected brothers. Yawma yukshafu an saq wa yud'auna ila sujood fala yastati'oon khashi'atan absaruhum tarhaquhum dhilla wa qad kanu yud'auna ila sujood wa hum salimoon. And on the day of judgment when Allah will reveal himself, Quran describes this manzar. The believers will fall into sajda. One group of people, despite wanting to go into sajda, their backs will become steel rods. They will not be able to bend down. They will not be able to make sajda. Their disgrace, خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّا. Their disgrace, the malaika will see. The true believers will see. The arsh of Allah will see. Jannat and Jahannam will see. Save ourselves from the disgrace of that day. Those who did not make salah in this world, on that day also will not be able to fall into sajda before Allah. That Allah who gave us everything. سَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ سَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah says, I said, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah says, the earth, the winds, the mountains, the sun, the moon, the stars. أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّا فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبًّا وَعِنَبًا وَقَضْبًا وَزَيْتُونًا وَنَخْلًا وَحَدَائِقَ غُلْبًا وَفَاكِهَةً وَأَبًّا مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ. The rain waters, the crops, the vegetation, everything Allah has given for us. And we are not prepared to accept Allah's caller. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Mi'raj ka sabak, sabse bari sabak. One of the greatest lessons of Mi'raj. Make tawbah, my respected brothers. Aaj se lekar maut tak. From today till I die, not one salah will become qaza. Not one salah will become qaza. Then we have understood what was Mi'raj, what Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given on Mi'raj. What is Quran telling us? Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al masjid al haram ila al masjid al aqsa. We took our slave at night. At night. At night. Layla. Why not chash time? Why not ishraq time? Why not zohar time? Why laylan? Why at night? What is ishara in this? Mufassirin explained one of the lessons of Mi'raj, that if you want uruj, if you want uruj, if you want height, if you want ascension, if you want to find Allah, then some section of the night has to be given for salah. Some section of the night has to be given for salah. Those whose nights were given for salah, Quran describes it, كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. Even Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is commanded, ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك ومن الليل فسبحه ومن الليل يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلِ قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is commanded by Allah to give some section of the night towards salah. Ulama say that that person who some section of the night is not given to salah, is not given to tahajjud, then the true ish, the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not entered the heart. Hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says, كذب من ادعى محبتي كذب من ادعى معبتي فإذا جنه الليل نام عني. The one who says that he loves me, when the nightfall comes, he is sleeping. Allah says, كذب, he is a liar in his declaration that he loves me. Some section of the night, my respected brothers, Allah has made this world such. If you hear there is no water at home, the water supply has been cut off, what happens? We are pareshan, we are worried. The containers of food have to be washed. Our clothing has to be washed. Our toilets have to be washed. Every aspect of our life, if there is no water, if it is not washed, if it is not cleansed, there is no sukoon, there is no rahat, there is no peace in life. This dil, this qalb, this heart that contains Allah, there is a water for it also. This wujud has to be cleansed also. This heart has to be cleansed also. What is the water for that? What is the water for this heart? If you give someone murky water, then you tell him to wash his dishes or wash his clothes, you say, I can't wash, it's murky. It's dirty water, it's filthy water. I cannot use it. Exactly like that, my respected brothers, one is those tears out of happiness. tears out of sorrow, tears out of grief, tears out of love, tears out of the dunya, some wealth that came, or some property that was bought, or something that we have achieved. Those tears are murky water. That water will not cleanse the heart. What is the water that will cleanse the heart in the dead of night? In the khawf of Allah, in the shock of Allah, in the raghbat of Allah. Aynan, aynan, la tamassuhumun nar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there are two eyes. Jahannam is haram on those eyes. One eye, aynun bakat min khashyatillah. That person who got up in the dead of night with the shock of Jannat, with the khawf of Jahannam, with the pain of Allah, with the ta'alluq of Allah, with the heart crying out for Allah, one tiny teardrop came out of the eye. Even though it may not have flown down the cheek, it just pinprick reached the brink of the eye. Allah's Rasul said, Jahannam is haram on that eye. One occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel came and said, the malaika write down the amal of your ummat. They do not write down the tears of your ummat. Allah's Rasul said, Jibreel, why are the tears of my ummat not written down? What does Jibreel respond? Inna dam'atal wahida min ummatik tudfiu buhur an-nar. One tear, ek ansu, one tear of nadamat, of regret of your ummat will wipe out oceans of Jahannam. Oceans of Jahannam. Layla, Allah took his Habib at night. In this is ishara, if you want uruj, if you want to find Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some section of the night has to be given for the musalla. That is why our elders say, the greatest adab and etiquette of this work of da'wat and tabligh is tahajjud salah. Subhanalladhi asra, another sabak of miraj. Subhanalladhi asra. Glory be to Allah who took on Isra, who took on Miraj, such a great miracle. What is the logical choice of title that Quran should have used? Bi Habibihi, Bi Rasulihi, Bi Nabiyihi, Bi Imamil Anbiya. That is logical. Isra, Uruj, beyond the Sidratul Muntaha. Yet what title does Quran use? Subhanalladhi Asra bi abdihi. Quran does not say bi rasulihi, bi nabiyihi, bi habibihi. Mufassirin explain bi abdihi. Agar uruj milna chahte hai, if you want ascension beyond the Sidratul Muntaha, if you want to reach the heights, to phir ghulam Muhammad ban jao. Then become the slave of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ki Muhammad se wafa tune, to hum tere hai, ye jahan cheez hai kya, lo kalam tere hai. Like the poet says, become the slave of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah will give you the pen of taqdeer, write down your own taqdeer. If you want uruj, you have to come on the ghulami of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the sabak of miraj. That our day, our night, head to toe, our imam, our role model, our symbol has to be Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've run out of time. One last sabak and lesson of Miraj, and then we will terminate. Very much more detail there is. Humble appeal we make. Take the trouble, the kitabs are there. Read the detail of Miraj. But come as come, at least my respected brothers, take the sabak, take the lesson of Mi'raj, accept the gift of Mi'raj, become the ghulam of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make the niyat of tahajjud salah, and one more lesson of Mi'raj. First heaven, Adam alayhi salam is met. Second heaven, Yahya and Isa alayhi salam is met. Third heaven, Yusuf alayhi salam is met. Fourth heaven, Idris alayhi salam is met. Fifth heaven, Harun alayhi salam is met. Sixth heaven, Musa alayhi salam is met. Each of these meetings in the riwayat, the description is similar. Each one, the Nabi goes forward to make istiqbal. Marhaban bin Nabi is salih. Mubarak, welcome to my Nabi, to a Nabi who is salih. They each one make istiqbal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the seventh heaven, where the Baitul Ma'mur is, here the reception is different. In the seventh heaven, nobody comes forward for istiqbal. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sees an elderly person with a white beard leaning against the Baitul Ma'mur. He asks Jibreel, who is that person? Jibreel says, that is your grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam. When it comes to martaba and status, the status of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is far superior. But when it comes to rishta, when it comes to lineage, when it comes to family association, the status of Ibrahim alayhi salam is superior. That is your grandfather, that is your father, that is the father, this is the son. The son's martaba is greater. The rishta of Ibrahim alayhi salam is greater. Allah commands his Habib, despite your status, you go forward and make istiqbal. You go forward and make istiqbal. What is the sabak? What is the lesson? He knew that his ummah will belittle their parents. He knew that his ummah will catch the collar of their fathers and say, what did you ever do for me? He knew that the daughters of his ummah will bark like dogs at the mothers of the ummah. He knew that the parents of this ummah will become mazloom, will become oppressed as he is leaving the world. As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. O my ummah, guard your salah. Hukukullah wa ma malakat aymanukum. Protect those who are poor, the subordinates. Ulama say, wa ma malakat aymanukum is ishara. Hukukul ibad. The whole of deen is contained in this. Salah hukukullah. Ma malakat aymanukum hukukul ibad. Salah ibadat. Wa ma malakat aymanukum akhlaq, character. Akhlaq, character. When it comes to the rights of the fellow human being, when it comes to Allah's rights, there is takhfif. The orders are not that heavy. The admonishment is not that heavy. Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim. When it comes to the rights of the banda is weak. The slave is weak. There are many examples in Quran. Like I said, time is running out. I'm going to give you one example which will illustrate what I am saying. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Allah speaks of His right. It is Allah's indelible decision. أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. That worship no one but Allah, Allah's right. One order, one statement. Ibadat for Allah. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And be kind to your parents. One command. Imma yablughanna indaka al-kibara ahaduhuma aw kilahuma. Second command. Fala taqul lahuma uff. Third command. Wala tanharhuma. Fourth command. Wa qul lahuma qawlan karima. Fifth command. Waghfir lahuma janaha adh-dhulli min ar-rahma. Sixth command. Wa qur rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Seventh command. Rabbukum a'lamu bima fi nufusikum. Eighth command. In takunu salihin. Ninth command. Fa innahu kana lil awabin ghafura. 10 command on kindness to the parents and one command for the ibadat of Allah. For this, because Allah knew, His Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew what this ummah will do to the rights of their parents. Sahabi, Al-Qamah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sahaba come running. Ya Rasulullah, this youngster is in ihtidar. He's in maradul wafat. He's in sakarat. He cannot read the kalima. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam rushes. Sahabi, what has happened? Recite, Qulu la ilaha illallah. He's saying, I cannot read it. I cannot read the kalima. Sahabi, in Medina, in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First question, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam does not ask, was he neglectful of his salah? Did he make zina? Is he involved in gambling? Is he involved in cheating? Is he involved in music? No! First question, are any of his parents upset with him? Are any of his parents upset with him? The response is given, his mother is alive, she is upset with him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself goes to the mother of Alqama. Amma Jaan, he addresses her with ihtiram, with honor. Are you angry with your son? Are you hurt with your son? She says, yes, Ya Rasulullah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, why? She says, my son is very pious. Tahajjud guzar, muttaqi, rozedar. My son is pious, he makes a lot of ibadat. But when he speaks to me, he speaks harshly. He speaks harshly. The entire crux of deen, the crux of deen. Muaz bin Jabal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Muaz, awala adulluka ala milakil amr. Should I not show you the khulasa of the entire deen in one sentence, what deen boils down to? Muaz said, tell me, O Nabi of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holds his tongue with his fingers and says, Amlik alayka lisanak, guard this tongue. Guard this tongue, guard this tongue. Ulama say, husne akhlaq, husne kalam ke bagheer namumkin hai. It is impossible to have akhlaq and character until we learn to control this tongue. Ghibat, slandering, backbiting, tail carrying, hurting the feelings of others, these are those things. Allah protect us. No one is safe. No one is safe. The four-manta, or the person in the khanka, or the person who has been for Hajj and Umrah, no one is safe. Even Baytullah is safe. Not safe. Masjid al-Nabawi is not safe. The first saf of Baytullah, the night of Qadr, in front of Kaabatullah, still ghibat will be going on. Masjid al-Nabawi ghibat is going on. This is that amal which is destroying this ummah. My respected brothers, ma min shayin athqal fi mizan al abd al mu'min. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, nothing, not salah, not a lifetime of tahajjud, not a lifetime of fasting will be weightier on the scale of deeds than good akhlaq and character. And good akhlaq and character is impossible unless we learn to control this tongue. This mother is saying to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is muttaqi, he is a pious person, but he speaks harshly to me. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, forgive him. She says, he has hurt me too much. I cannot forgive him. So then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, gather the firewood. We will burn Alqama. We will burn Alqama. And the mother, after all, it's a mother. After all, it's a mother when she hears this. She's shocked. She says, you are going to burn my son. You are going to burn my son. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Amma Jaan, oh mother, understand, if we do not do this now, Allah is going to burn him in Jahannam. Sahabi! All the ghosts, all the kutub, all the awliya, all the abdal of this world put together are not equal to the dust of the shoe of a sahabi. When she hears this, then she says, Allahumma inni ushiduka wa ushidu rasulak inni an ibni radin. That I make Allah a witness and I make his Nabi a witness that I am happy with my son, I have forgiven him. No sooner she says this, Alqama says, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And on this occasion, Nabi Paksasam said, walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi, by the qasam of that being in whose life, in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la yantafi'u alqama bi salatihi wala bi siyamihi wala bi qiyamihi ma damat ummuhu sakhita. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alqama salah, sadaqa, tilawat, every one of his good deeds was not accepted by Allah as long as his mother was upset with him. As long as his mother was angry with him. Miraj ka sabak. Lesson of Miraj. Very, very important lesson of Miraj. When Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's martaba is greater. Ibrahim alayhi salam's rishta is greater. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is commanded to go forward and make his istiqbal. Ibrahim alayhi salam embraces him. The other anbiya said, marhaban bin nabi salih. Welcome to a salih nabi. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, marhaban bi ibn salih. Welcome to my salih son, to my salih child. Sabak to the ummat. What is the maqam? What is the status of the parents? And what is the importance of akhlaq and character? The last words, Nabi Pak Sasam, as he left this world, As-salah wa ma malakat imanukum. O my ummat, guard your salah and develop your akhlaq and character. My respected brothers, Ijtima is coming. We have heard the elan over and over again. 15th, 16th and 17th of June. Allah has brought this Ijtima just after this month of Rajab. We have been given the reminder in this entire mu'jiza of Miraj. What was the dard? What was the pain? What was the cry? What was the fikr? What was the worry of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And what was the gift of Miraj? This fikr of the ijtima, how the entire ummah can come back to the masjid. How the entire ummah can be linked to the masjid. How the entire ummah can knock the door of Tawbah. How the entire ummah can come back to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one, Miraj will come and go. Let us accept the sabak of Miraj. Make Tawbah. Make Tawbah. If you have made our salah qaza, start making qaza. Fulfill the qaza of the past salah. And make this niyat. From now till I die, not a single salah I will make qaza. And come on the ghulami of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the parents or the wife or the children or those who we have come into contact with, if we have broken their hukuk, make maafi with them. The ruswai and disgrace of this world is nothing compared to the disgrace of the hereafter. And in the dead of night, go on the musalla and cry before Allah for our hidayat and the hidayat of the entire ummah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhidah.